I'm Grayson Willis, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Front Porch Talks. Thanks for listening. And today I'm joined by Rabbi Paul Claussen, and he's from Richmond. Rabbi Paul, how are you doing today?
Doing very well, Grayson. I appreciate this opportunity to be with you.
And it's good to have you today. And at the time of this recording, the reason Rabbi Paul is actually here today is because this evening, the time of this recording, Paul Wilbur's actually going to be in concert here at our church, Harrisonburg, First Church of the Nazarene. And if you're not familiar with Paul Wilbur, he's a Messianic Jewish worship leader. So we're really looking forward to that concert. But Rabbi Paul is with Hope for Israel. That's an organization. And it's actually, they're partnering with Paul Wilbur to put on the concert. They're kind of partnering with our church, so to speak, to put on the concert. So Rabbi Paul, I don't know which you prefer to start with first, but whether you want to start talking about Hope for Israel and that organization, or if you want to start out talking a little bit about maybe where you're from, where you grew up, a little bit about your testimony.
Sure. Just let me share a little bit about tonight. I know that this is you're listening to it later. But this is the first time Paul Wilbur is going to be coming to Harrisonburg, Virginia. And I believe that it's going to not just be a wonderful concert for the people here. And that's one of the reasons why we do it. We're doing this here in Harrisonburg so that the Harrisonburg would be blessed as well. And so it's going to be a unique time here tonight. And we're going to just share the blessings after this at another time. But yes, my name is, like you said, Paul Claussen, and I'm the executive director of Hope for Israel. And for the last 10 years, when we founded this organization, we've been working with Paul Wilbur to really begin to make awareness of the importance and relevancy that Israel is to the church today. And that's one of the reasons why we are partnering with Paul Wilbur here, even in Harrisonburg. It's going to be just a wonderful night.
So, Rabbi Paul, I know it's kind of a neat story about how this night came about, and I know how it came about, but maybe if you'd like to share that.
Yes, about 2 years ago, I think it was 2 years ago, a year ago, I was invited to come and speak at the pastor's forum here at the Nazarene Church here in Harrisonburg. Pastor Kerry Willis had invited me to come and share. And at the very end, when we're saying our goodbyes, he said, "Wouldn't it be nice if Paul Wilbur would one day be able to come here?" And I said, "We can have him come. I know him. We're friends, and we can bring him here." And so a year later, here we are. It's going to be a wonderful time together.
Well, Rabbi Paul, thank you for sharing that, and thank you for setting this night up or initiating the night, helping organize it and plan for it. And any other thoughts that you'd like to share about either the night with Paul Wilbur, maybe some other things that Hope for Israel has done with Paul Wilbur, or also about the organization Hope for Israel and some of the things that it does?
Right. Hope for Israel, I just want to go into a little bit of a background in it. We started it in 2007, 10 years ago, but it began in 2003. We kept wondering why Christians love to get behind certain Israel ministries, but yet the Jewish believers in the land were not part of the resources to be able to reach out. And so we said, let's set up a ministry that would also help reach the Jewish people and Arabs in Israel in a unique way. And so that is when it began. What happened in 2006, I was in Israel, and a gentleman there that I knew called me at the hotel and said, "There's a lady that wants to meet you. Give her about an hour of your time." And I said, "I'm very busy. It's our last morning. We're flying out that afternoon. I don't know if I can, you know, how much time I'll have." And he says, "You must." And I told him to bring her to the hotel room in the cafe. We'll just chat and see what's going on. And this lady, I didn't know her from anywhere before, started to share about some of the needs that are in Israel and how many poor people there were in the country. And I didn't know why she was asking me these questions. I didn't have a whole lot of money myself, or did I have any kind of fundraising capabilities at the time. And so we just chatted for about an hour, 15 minutes, parted our ways. And next thing you know, I just went home. Didn't know what that was all about. But about a week later, it being in my backyard back in Chesterfield, Virginia, where I lived at the time, and raking leaves because it was fall time, November, with my young son jumping into the leaf piles, playing around, it suddenly dawned on me, you know, it is time to start a platform where we can bless Israel, bless the Jewish believers to be able to reach out through helping the impoverished and the most vulnerable. Let's begin there. And so that's how we began 2007. We put the organization together. We called it Hope for Israel. And you can come find out more about it. It's hopeforisraelusa.com, just as it's spelled, HOPEFORISRAEL and USA.com. We'd love to have you connect with us there.
And Rabbi Paul, thank you for sharing that. And I know you live in Richmond. And maybe talk about if there's some events that you guys do or different things like that, or maybe just any other information that you would like to share that people might be interested in when it comes to Hope for Israel, or maybe even you know of some other stuff with Paul Wilbur that you guys might be partnering with him in the future.
So we found that a lot of people were interested in being a part and of supporting Israel. So we began 5 years ago, a little over five and a half years ago, we began a program which was held one Friday night a month. And we always held it on the first Friday night of the month. So we called it First Friday Shabbat, because the Shabbat, the Jewish Shabbat, starts on Friday nights. And so we had a gathering in Richmond at a church in their gymnasium where we began to meet. And at first I thought maybe 15 people would show, but we had about 55 people show. And so now it's a group of about 150, 100, 200 people that show the first Friday of every month. We've been doing this now for 5 years. And then we expanded it last year to having the second Friday Shabbat be in Colonial Heights, and then the third Friday Shabbat in Charlottesville, Virginia. So if you're listening in these places and you would like to check it out, just come to our website and we can tell you exactly where it is. The one in Colonial Heights is at Life Church, and then the one in Charlottesville is at Connect Church. And so we're able to partner with churches in having these Friday night Shabbats. And really what we do is we share a meal together. Then we take a topic of the Jewish roots of the Christian faith, and we learn from the scriptures what God has been teaching us through our Jewish heritage.
That sounds really neat, Rabbi Paul. And also, at the time of this recording, it's Thursday, September 21st, and also the day of the Paul Wilbur concert. And talk about the significance of today, September 21st, in the Jewish
today, culture. That's right. Today is actually the new year in the Jewish culture and Jewish tradition. In the biblical tradition, it's also called the Feast of Trumpets. And so this is the new year for the Jewish people. And it began last night, and it's all day today. There's three festivals that are happening very quick succession here within 10 days. There's Yom Kippur, which is the most holy day in the Jewish faith, and then we have the Feast of Tabernacles following that. So today is a very significant day in the sense that the trumpet blast, the shofar blast, is part of the ceremony, part of not just the ceremony, but the biblical aspect of it. One thing I like to underscore is that these festivals, the Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Feast of Tabernacles, and even Passover, Unleavened Bread, First Fruits, and Pentecost, they're all festivals not coordinated or invented by the Jewish people, but rather they're invented by God and has asked the Jewish people to keep them in a very unique way, to carry them forward even up to today's generation. And so today is a wonderful time of celebration, with Rosh Hashanah being that beginning of a new year, beginning of a hopeful and a prosperous new year. In the Jewish community, we wish everyone a Leshana Tova. Leshana Tova. May you have a blessed, good, and sweet new year.
Well, thank you, Rabbi Paul, for sharing that. And I think it's kind of neat when Dad chose the date for the Paul Wilbur concert. I don't believe he was aware that it was the Jewish New Year. And I think you were probably a little surprised when he mentioned the date. And you want to share a little bit about that.
Well, the neat thing about it is that Paul Wilbur always comes to Virginia Beach to do a program at CBN on TV. So last night, that's where he was. And since he was here already, let's utilize him while he's here in Virginia. And so after talking with Pastor Willis about that, he said, yes, that's a perfect time to have this concert. And then when we found out that it's Rosh Hashanah, it was even a double blessing to be able to be here today.
Well, thank you, Rabbi Paul, for helping us organize this night with Paul Wilbur, this night of worship. And I'm really looking forward to it, and believe it'll be a great night. And anything else that you would like to share, whether it be personal testimony-wise, what God's done in your life, or maybe some other stories that you have in relation to Hope for Israel and what God's either doing through that or done through that, or maybe what you hope he'll do through the organization in the future.
You know, one of the things that I'm blessed to be able to be a part of this ministry is the fact that we're able to reach those most vulnerable in the land of Israel. There's a lot of people think that Israel is a very prosperous country, but they don't realize that a good 23% of the population lives under the poverty line. Even if they're working, they still can't make ends meet. And so for them, many are suffering in just unique ways, because that country, even though it may be prospering in some respects, they have to spend a lot of money defending themselves because of the enemies around them. And so we get to do our little part in being able to share the good news of the scriptures, the good news of Messiah, through our humanitarian work. Last year, I was there being able to sit with 6 Holocaust survivors who, if it wasn't for the soup kitchen, if it wasn't for the ministry that we are doing there, they wouldn't really have the things that they needed to survive. The other wonderful program is being able to help the children. Many of them are going to school, even though school is free in Israel, so to speak, and it's available to all, school supplies is not. And so we started a pack to school program where we are able to supply them with all their supplies for the year to be able to go get an education, because education is key for the future of Israel. And so we're able to help out in so many unique ways. To help feed the poor is really what Messiah called us to do, to help and reach out in that way. What's interesting is the Apostle Paul, even in the New Testament, he took up an offering amongst the Christian churches back then and took that offering to Jerusalem to help the poor. So we're doing the exact same thing just 2,000 years later. And so I'm no Apostle Paul in any way, but in a unique way, we get to do very similar things what the congregation did during that time in Acts and Romans and Galatians to be able to help out their fellow brothers.
Well, Rabbi Paul, I think that's neat how you are able to reach out and help, you know, meet the needs of some of the people in Israel, the Jewish people. And certainly in the Bible, it says that the Jewish people are his chosen people. They're God's chosen people. And it just sounds like a great thing that you guys are doing there to help minister and, like you said, help provide education, which leads to their success in life after that. Would you mind sharing some prayer requests for the ministry, or for the people involved in the ministry, maybe prayer requests that you have as director of the ministry?
Yeah, we are always in need of prayer. You know, one is, of course, stand with us in praying for the peace of Jerusalem, like it says in Psalm 122, verse 6. But as far as our ministry is concerned, that we are finding so many opportunities to serve the Jewish people, to educate even the Christian community here in America, to advocate. But what we're praying for, if you would pray for us, is that the resources would be there. The opportunities are endless. The resources, that they would come in so that we can meet all the needs that are part of this ministry. And many of you have partnered with us already, and it's greatly appreciated. And so praying for that. Another more personal area is to pray for my family. I have a young son who has, he's got an illness that we're praying that God would restore him from. And these are all the different elements that we seek God for on a personal level, that we would also have the energy to continue taking God's word to whomever is willing to hear and participate and engage, and that we find more people to be willing to engage with us in sharing the love of God to Israel and also to the world right around us. Many Jewish people are in this land, and so let us band together and work together to sharing that love.
Rabbi Paul, thank you for sharing those prayer requests, and we'll certainly be in prayer for you. Is there anything else that you haven't shared already that you would like to share? And then I'll have you pray for Paul Wilbur and the concert tonight, even though when people listening to this, it will already take place. I think it's still be good to pray for the concert and for him and his ministry. And then after you pray for him and his ministry, I'll close by praying for you and your ministry and your family.
Sure. You know, as we endeavor to be a part of what God's kingdom is doing, God is on a move during this time frame. I mentioned to the pastor's group today that there is a transition time that we're living in. So many prophetic things that were listed in the Bible have come true in the last 50 years. And many of us, while we were alive, these things have happened, and many of them more are happening. And so we're praying that God would open up the eyes of the leaders and also the believers in this country to really begin to engage in that way. And that's one of the reasons for the Paul Wilbur concert, to let them realize what a significant part Christians can play in the time that we're living in, especially when it's concerning Israel. And so let us go ahead and pray for this evening and beyond. And God, we just thank you for this wonderful evening that you have planned. We anticipate your presence. We also anticipate a wonderful pouring out of your blessing upon these people. Lord, as the people pour themselves out before you in your blessing, I know your blessing will pour upon this place. God, it's going to spill over into Harrisonburg. Harrisonburg will be blessed because of the concert here tonight. And God, I just thank you that you have orchestrated this time, Rosh Hashanah, to be here in Harrisonburg, for you to pour out your blessing upon Harrisonburg. And as they connect with Israel, as they connect with Hope for Israel, that this connection will grow into a wonderful long-term partnership. May you bless this church, this leadership, and again, let your presence be felt tonight during the concert. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And Lord, I want to add on to Rabbi Clausen's prayer by just praying for him and his family and for the healing of his son. Lord, we know you're the healer, Lord, and we know that you can heal him, Lord. And so I want to lift up Rabbi Paul and his family and just pray a blessing over them and their lives, Lord. And just pray for Hope for Israel, the organization, those that are involved in the organization, those that are helped by the organization, Lord. And I just pray, he mentioned that resources, just that is a big need, Lord. And I just pray that you would continue to meet those needs and provide the resources for Hope for Israel, so they're able to minister to your people, Lord, and do your ministry, Lord. And I thank you for Rabbi Paul and the time that we've been able to share here, Lord. And I also want to pray a blessing over the concert and over Paul Wilbur and his ministry, Lord, and that you continue to reach people through his ministry, Lord. I ask all this in your name. Amen. And thank you, Rabbi Paul, for joining me today. It's been a great pleasure to have you.
Thank you, Grayson. I really appreciate this time we've got to spend together.
And if you're interested in more information about Hope for Israel, you can go to their website.
It's hopeforisraelusa.com. Hopeforisraelusa.com.
So you got that. Hopeforisraelusa.com for more information. Thank you for listening to today's edition of Front Porch Talks. God bless.